Simon Kufman Zion, still an Aleph. Kufman Zion Aleph. So yesterday we started the second part of Aleph, which was the Ramah. And the Ramah was discussing that when they go Glila, so again we were discussing about the cover of the Torah, which side, if there's a nicer side, fairer side, nicer side. Which side goes in and what side goes out, which side faces into the Sefer Torah, which side goes out. Talked about the gartel of the Sefer Torah. So that brings us to, it's the third line from the bottom, in the middle of the line of the Ramah. Vengligo Vamapa Krua shouldn't wrap up the Sefer Torah with a cover that's torn. Torn cover. In Mieshlacher, if of course there's an alternative. Now the Mishnah Berurah says this applies to the cover, it also applies to the bendel, as the Machaber says. And even if they're new, but they're ripped. It's not nice for the obvious reasons. And the Ramah continues, Vein la'asos ma'apos l'sefer Torah mid'var mishonim shenasu b'am davar achar l'tzorach hedel. And also when we're talking about what we used to wrap up the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't use something that was already used. Even though, especially here in California, we're into recycling. But you shouldn't use something to wrap up or to cover the Sefer Torah, something that's old, that's been used for a mundane purpose, some other purpose. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, again, this is not respectful, but if a person did this, they made a Torah cover or a gartel for the Torah, as something that was used for something else. Oh, you can imagine, who knows what. So then, any type of fabric. So it wouldn't be usur. Eli Rabba says it wouldn't be usur. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, now if you illegally recycled something that you shouldn't have, but you used it. You used it for the Sefer Torah, to wrap up the Sefer Torah, to cover the Sefer Torah. Now, once you used it, so now you can't, now there's restrictions on what you can use it for afterwards. Because since it was used for something Kodesh, let's say you want to take that piece of material and you want to use it to cover the Shulchan, let's say, I don't know if it's big enough, whatever. So you're lowering it in Kedusha because it was used for a Sefer Torah. Now it's going to be used to lie on the Sefer Torah or whatever. Oh, you want to use it for one of these covers for the Shtenders. So you're not allowed to do that because you're lowering it in Kedusha. And of course, since it was used already for something Kaddish, now there's restrictions on what you can use it for. Mishnah Berurah also says that when we talk about that you shouldn't use recycled things, things that were previously used for something, whatever, mundane. This not only applies to Sefer Torah, but anything that's a Tashmish Kedusha, we discussed it before, that anything that's used for Kodesh, you shouldn't use material that were used previously for, again, a mundane purpose. But you could use something, some material that was used for some other purpose, for a tashmish, for a usage of mitzvah. In other words, let's say you wanted to make a talus bag. You want to make a talus bag. You had you had some material and you decided to make a talus bag out of it. So that's different than using something for a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is tashmish kedusha. But a talus, even though it's important, but it's an object of mitzvah. So that's a different level. Even though we've gone through a similar thing before. So you could use recycled material for a talus bag, but not for the cover of a Sefer Torah. Right. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down from the Taz in Yoradei Siman Reish Pei Beis that you can't use something recycled for something used for Kedusha. But there's a Tashmish of a Tashmish. There's an auxiliary of an auxiliary. In other words, something's used for the Sefer Torah. And then let's say there's something that's used, I don't know, let's say if we wanted to protect the cover of the Sefer Torah, so we put a cover over it. Huh, let me give you, again, this is a bad example, but let's say, you know, I have a tefillin bag, or a single guy's tefillin bag, and then you have a plastic around it to protect the bag. So that would be, since the tefillin are kodesh, talis is a mitzvah, but the tefillin are kodesh. So then the bag is a tashmish, is an auxiliary to something that's kodesh. Now, how about the plastic that's around it? That's a tashmish of a tashmish. That's a secondary usage of protection of kodesh. So the Taz says in Yoradeya that to use something recycled for that would be okay. That would be okay. Then finally for today, the Mishnah Berurah ends up from the Magen Avraham, that when we talk about that you're not allowed to use something recycled for to service for that, something kodesh, like Sefer Torah, or tefillin, or something like that, that's only if you didn't change its form. But let's say you totally transformed it. So it'd be okay. That would be okay. If you were Shino Tsurosom, and you made something totally different out of them, so then the Mishnah Berurah rings down from the Olas Tam and the Chovas Yar, even though there's some Machmirim, but still, people do that. So if you totally transform whatever it may be, it was used previously for something mundane, so you can even use it for something Kodesh. Okay? Pick this up later tomorrow, hopefully.